Jackson Hinz, man, that guy is a stud.
No question. He came out of the Heritage Hills and just put everybody to shame out here.
He's going to be, I'm saying, coach at that level. He's going to be just a solid. He's not going to be. So they have a guy named Rudy Sautron now. You probably know about him. He's kind of an alpha dog. He got the regionals on his own. Jackson's just going to be a solid, like, whatever, 3-4 guy.
Right.
Like, he's mature beyond his years, and he's like a little pro. I mean, yeah. He's fun to watch, and he's all business, and knows what he's doing, great distance control. I mean, it's impressive to see these kids. You know, we've got one that works his butt off, like Jackson. He's just not as talented. He's really good. Just a really nice player. And, yeah, I mean, I think, Bennington has got a good team. Obviously, Norris is there. So there's 1-2, and we're third. But we're way back from, those two. I would say, I think Elkhorn North is kind of a sleeper. He got Neatfeld, and he could shoot 500 par and kind of lead them. Scott's Bluff, out there, you never know. They could be tough. So we had a great district. We went out to Sydney. I don't know if you knew that.
Yep. Yep. I was going to ask you, going out of the Panhandle twice in 2 weeks. Oh, and you knew it was coming. If we're gonna contend for a Class B state title, we got to go out and contend there and go back again next week.
You know what? And I talked to my guys. I'm like, hey, we go play wherever they send us. Sydney is freaking, that course is awesome. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. I'd never been there, and that is a hidden gem. Have you ever seen the golf course?
I've been out there before, yes. I sure have.
It kind of reminds me, a little of McCook, but, it's got some dismal river. I mean, it is beautiful. We had a fantastic time. We didn't play great, but we'd never played there, and we got the job done. But it was a great trip. We're ready to go tomorrow, and we've got three really good players, and they haven't played very well this year. So if they, we're kind of starting to trend in the right direction. If my three top guys play good, we could be right in the mix too. But it's been a weird year for our team, but we've got a solid team, just not quite as good as we were last year. Anyway, we're looking forward to it. Obviously, looking forward to the opportunity to go compete. And Rich, I am shocked at coaching at Wesleyan and then Division I, and I'm really shocked. I shouldn't say shocked. I'm pleasantly surprised at the depth of Class B. There's a lot of good players. Back in the day when I was playing, like, if you shot 85, that was pretty good. Now it's like, these kids all hit it. They hit it really good. They have good swings. I would say the maturity level as far as course management is not what, when they figure that out, these kids in like 10 years, like, they're going to be really good. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you don't see many bad golf swings anymore at Class B. Class C, there's a pretty big drop off. But it's impressive. it's fun, and we're having a good time with it. And
Henry Stimson's kind of your guy. I think, 73 there at the district. He's kind of been your number one guy this year.
You know what? He has been. He's played the number one spot all year. He finished, I want to say, 7, 8, 9 at state last year. He shot like 80, and then he shot like 71 the last day. He was all state honorable mention basketball this year. He played a big role. He's a hell of an athlete. Tall, lanky kid, and ultra competitive. Kind of a homegrown golf swing, but he's just a good athlete, and I tell you what, he could be a Division I golfer. I'm trying to get him steered to maybe a JUCO for a year. He would be a good player at like Wesleyan right now, but I think his upside is huge. A lot of swing speed, great hands, soft touch. Like I said, competitive. He's been great for us all year. He's a little too hard on himself. So I try to talk to him about, you got to give yourself a little grace. You're not going to hit every shot perfect. So just relax. And he runs hot. In a good way, but yeah, he's been great. Leo Laminier is our two man. He's taking a gap year next year. He could play. He's got some small college offers now, but he wants to play at a higher level. He works harder than anybody. Frankie Dawson is playing on the. This is his fourth year playing at state, and he's going to Division III Hobart College in New York. His parents are from there. His dad is Mike Dawson, and Mike is back coaching with Scott Frost now. He's a D-line coach at Central Florida. So they kept their house here, he'll be moving at the end of the year. He's been solid, and then we've been a little weak on the back end. That's kind of where Bennington and Norris are better. I mean, Norris is really solid 1-5. Bennington, I think if they play good, they've got more ammo in the tank than anybody. But I just want us to go out there and play the best golf we can, and let chips fall where they may. Henry's awesome. He's a junior. He'll play at the next level. We're just trying to navigate where that will be, and I kind of want him to go JUCO, and then he's a great student, but I just think it's really it's tough right now at Division I, because the roster limits are at 9 for most places, so it's hard to get a spot, and I want him to go where he can play. That's kind of where I was going with that. Get in the lineup, play tournament golf, and then, his best years are ahead of him, and that's, he's a stud. He's a great, great kid and great competitor. So.
Well, I know you want to get off to a great start in day one. I know 321 last year, you finished well, but that first 18 holes, boy, you want to get off to the best start you can, don't you?
Well, you're exactly right. And last year, we were ranked number one all year, and I think the guys, the team last year, they were so wound up, tight, and thinking a lot of pressure. We got to win, and they kind of just didn't play smart golf. The weather shifted on us a little bit. It rained, and they kind of, I don't want to say panicked, but they expected to play better, and they put a lot of pressure on themselves. And this year, we're just going to let it fly. We're nobody's giving us a shot, and obviously getting off to a good start is important. But I've not seen the golf course. We're going to get out there early or late tomorrow, and then obviously practice around Tuesday. I've heard great things about Scottsbluff Country Club.